أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤديه إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون بلى من أوفى بعهده واتقى فإن الله يحب المتقين صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss verses 75 and 76 of Surah Al-Imran, inshallah. In the previous verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discussed the Ahli Kitab's irresponsibility, the treachery insofar as the deen is concerned. Here in this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the treachery of some amongst them insofar as the wealth is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, and some of the Ahli Kitab, some of the people of the book, the Yahud and the Nasara, man in ta'manhu biqintarin, are those that if you entrust them with treasures of wealth, yu'addihi ilayk, they will return it to you. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, prior to him embracing the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whilst he was not in Islam, he was from amongst the scholars of the Yahud, a very learned person, and on seeing the face of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he recognized the signs of Nubuwat, and hence he embraced the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then he remained very sincere to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is narrated about him that a person had given him a large amount of money, about 1,200 uqiya of gold. And when the person had wanted it back, then he handed it over to him. It was given as an amanat, as a trust. And when the time had come, the person required it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had returned it timeously to the person. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of this incident. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ, but then from amongst them, there are those that if you entrust them with one dinar, لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ, they will not return it to you, they will not give it back to you, إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا, but that you stand upon them waiting for it forever. And this was another example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, that one of the Quraysh had entrusted one of the Yahud with just one dinar, one gold coin, and the person refused to return it to him, and the person persisted that he wanted his money. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to this, but the actual truth of it is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ السَّبِيلِ, that is because they say that there is no obligation upon us فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ, regarding the unlettered, that is the Arabs, سَبِيلِ, any path. In other words, we are not obligated to give them back anything. When we go back into the scriptures, we will find that any person who is not a Banu Israel, this is more to do with the Yahud, less to do with the Christians, but some of them were of the belief that anyone who is not a Bani Israeli, his wealth is halal. In other words, we can take the wealth, the Israeli can take the wealth and not give them back. It is perfectly in order. More especially, they applied this rule to the Quraysh of Makkah, to the Arabs of Arabia, when they began to accept the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When there was any kind of business dealings between the Arabs and the Yahud, then they dealt in a proper manner. But when they saw that that particular Arab would embrace the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they would decide that now that he has become a Muslim, then it is not necessary to make any form of payment or hand any goods to that person. In other words, it is halal to be dubious, treacherous, and the result was that they will not hand over. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once approached by a person. When Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that person, just in the normal course of a conversation, that when you go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what do you people do? So he said that when we come across the wealth of the dhimmi, dhimmi are those people, the kitabi, the yahud and the nasara, that are living in the lands of the Muslims, and they pay the jizya. Not that they refuse to pay the jizya, they pay the jizya. So now they are under the protection of the Islamic hukumat. So the person said, when we go out and we find some of the wealth, like for example, the livestock or the chickens that are roaming around, so we get hold of it and we take it. In other words, it is permissible for us. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you are interpreting the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how the Yahud interpreted the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely incorrectly, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they say upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lie. They fabricate lies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they know very well that that is not the command of Allah ta'ala. They know very well that it is a lie. They're fabricating in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they created this type of racism insofar as wealth was concerned. بَلَا مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, that is not the truth. The truth and the reality is this, man awfa bi'ahdihi, that person who fulfills his covenant. Here, the one covenant is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making reference to the Yahud and the Nasara, that they knew about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the covenant was this, that at the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The covenant of the believers were this, that once a person says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he has made a pledge with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is a contract with Allah. Then whatever the rules of Allah ta'ala be, then we are obligated to believe as Allah wants us to believe and to fulfill the ahkam and the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the covenant and the contracts with fellow human beings, all of that a person fulfills. وَاتَّقَى. And then he fears Allah, abstaining from sin. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqeen, those who are abstinent. In other words, they abide by the rules of Allah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed it, and the way the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala interpreted it, not the way a person interprets it against the will of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.